This episode is brought to you by The Hartford, a leading provider of employee benefits and income protection products that is dedicated to standing behind U.S. workers to help them pursue their goals and get through tough times. For more information about The Hartford, visit thehartford.com/employee benefits. We've also got a link in our show notes. I'm Nora McInerney, and it's going to be okay. It is still a new year, and it will be until I stop writing 2023 at the top of my journal. I have already shared numerous opinions on my disdain for the pressure to optimize our lives, how I am trying to enjoy my life more. But as I was cleaning up the living room the other day, I was reminded of the best part of New Year's Eve 2023. It was not when I chased after a speeding car that tore past our kids, literally sprinting as fast as I could in ballet flats after months of what I would call a sedentary phase, not a lifestyle, simply a phase, only to catch them at a stoplight and find I didn't have the breath to give them a good talking to. They're like, is there a problem? And I was like, there is. There are several. There's a lot of problems. It was rough. Yeah, that was a rough run. No, before we lit the fireworks and then I engaged in a physically taxing and definitely stupid form of confrontation, I sat our family down, passed out clipboards, and I asked them to quietly answer these three prompts. I want more. I want less. You can support me by. Just finish those sentences. It was quiet except for just the hushed sounds of pens scratching at paper, interruptions from our 7-year-old asking for spelling help, and when everyone was done, I asked who wanted to share. These are simple topics that I'd never really made real intentional space to talk about. And when the conversation was done, I felt like I knew the people that I know best in a new and truer light. Myself included. We only know what we know, and we're only as helpful as the information we have. And sometimes we're operating off of bad or incomplete information. And I want to keep that in mind when people miss my own expectations and when I fail to meet others. I find it easy to put myself and my relationships on a sort of emotional autopilot. I ask questions. I think I'm a good listener, but I heard things on New Year's Eve that I'd never heard before simply because I had never made this kind of space for the answer. And the answers will change before the next new year, maybe before next month. So I'm keeping these three thoughts at the front of my brain for as long as possible as a way of opening the doors between us and welcoming our previously unstated hopes and needs. What do you want more of? What do you want less of? And how can your people support you? I'm Nora McInerney. This is It's Going to Be Okay, a podcast/group project where we try to put a little bit of okay in your day, where we do our best to help you start and or escape your day with the opposite of a doom scroll. We love hearing and sharing your okay things, so call us, 612-568-4441. Email us, igtbo@feelingsand.co. Both of those are always included in our show description. We are a production of Feelings & Co., and our team is Marcel Malikibu, Michelle Planton, Grace Berry, and Claire McInerney, who produced this episode. This episode was mixed by Amanda Romani, and our theme music is by Secret Audio. This episode of It's Going to Be Okay was brought to you by The Hartford. Employee benefits have always been hard to understand. They're even tough for employers to explain, which just makes it worse for people like you and me. The Hartford knows there's a better way. They're a leading group benefits provider that's using familiar language to get straight to the point when it comes to the benefits they offer. Because if your benefits sound confusing, who's going to know how to actually use them? Learn more at thehartford.com/benefits.